Hi, this is Nadira of the Radio First Termer Iraq Show. The Rabbit Zone show that you are about to experience is brought to you in high definition Dave Rabbit Audio, or HDDRA, which unscrambled means high definition Dave Rabbit Audio.
No, it's not like me.
Listening to the Rabbit Zone with Showcase Artist Threes. We're going to do something tonight that I hope is going to be real popular worldwide, and that is, instead of the normal shows that I am going to do from time to time, which is simply to showcase an artist and showcase their music, this particular show, the inaugural show of this kind, is actually going to give you a chance to hear the artist himself and discuss the music that we're going to be playing on this particular show. I think you're really going to enjoy this concept. I think it's going to be something that is going to be a lot of fun for everybody. A lot of great music tonight, and a great artist by the name of Thries. I'm going to read you his bio. It basically says Thries is a solo recording artist from Seattle, Washington. He plays guitar, bass, drums, and keyboards and does all the vocals and recording himself. Over the last 2 years, he has released 3 full-length albums, Thries, the third edition, Thries 2005, and Thries Acoustic. In August 2006, Thries released a new album titled Thries 2006, which features brand new material from Thries as well as some of the best songs from his last 3 CD albums. The CD is available to purchase for only $9.99, free shipping, and a downloadable MP3 version is also for sale. Currently, Thries is back in the studio recording tracks for a 2007 release, and just recently, he has all his things now available through iTunes. His web address is www.3cemusic.com. That's www.3cemusic.com. Well, this is a great show. You're going to have a lot of fun. This is really a good kiddo. He's got some great music, and I think you're really going to enjoy yourselves. So let's begin with the interview of Thries. Okay, everybody, and we have him on the air right now, the artist known as Thries. Hey, Thries, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, not much. Not much. Is it raining in Seattle?
Not today. It's dry right now.
How many days is that this month that it's been dry? Not many.
It's been the wettest year we've had, like, ever, as far as I know.
Well, I want to tell you something. You know, I mean, I don't know if you're a Seahawks fan or not, but, you know, when Dallas went up there and, you know, blew it in the last second of the game, I don't know if you heard or not, but Bill Parcells resigned today.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't opt for his 5th year with the Cowboys, and so I don't know. I kind of point back to how disappointed and how he was pushing everybody aside or whatever. So anyway, the Seahawks didn't get in the Super Bowl. Dallas didn't get in the Super Bowl, but Chicago and Indianapolis did. So you're from Seattle, Washington. Have you always lived there?
No, just probably the last 5 years. I came down here to college, and then dropped out of that after 3 years, and I've still been here.
Okay, so let me ask you a question since we're starting kind of with how everything happened and all this other stuff. Can you tell me a specific incident or an event where you knew, hey, I want to be a musician and maybe pursue that dream?
Well, actually, it's probably 10 years ago, really, when I started playing guitar. It was kind of the end of 8th grade, and see, my dad had always played guitar, and he always had guitars around the house, and I remember, like, I'd always try to pick them up and play, but I never, like, really tried. And then finally one day I asked him, like, to show me, you know, like, some basic stuff. And then once he did, I just got crazy. I started playing, like, literally, there were some days that's, like, 10 hours or more straight. And just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just knew.
And so really, so actually 8th grade is when you really picked up a guitar and said, you know, gee, I think this is something I might want to pursue. And you say it's because of your dad?
Well, yeah, pretty much. That's just kind of what got me started. And then I just got way into it.
Okay, so did you, so that you're basically in junior high, middle school, or whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
8th grade. So were you like in the school band and all that stuff?
Well, yeah, I played other instruments. I think I started off playing clarinet back in the day. And then I was playing saxophone and stuff.
Well, I have flashbacks to my clarinet days in middle school, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, now, you know, what you said, well, your dad wasn't a professional musician, though. He just really liked music, right?
Yeah, he just like, you know, he did it for fun, and he had a lot of guitars around. So.
Okay, you know, when did you get to a point to where you said, you know, gee, I think I want to write songs. I think I want to do this. You remember how old you were?
Well, I started writing songs, like, immediately. I think that's just kind of always how I am. I just want to, like, make things up my own way. So, like, I know I was writing songs, like, within, like, a month or so, I think.
Okay, you know.
I remember, actually, like, one of the first songs I wrote, like, one of my friends at the time had, like, wrote some poem. And he's like, here's these lyrics. And then I, like, turned them into a song because I wasn't really writing a lot of lyrics right at the beginning.
So you were just really writing more music than lyrics at the time?
Well, yeah, just for a little bit. And then within 6 months, I know I wrote my first song, like, freshman year of high school.
Wow.
And then I just started getting crazy with it and just writing like a lot of songs.
Okay, well, we're showcasing six of your songs on your showcase spotlight for this particular program, and the intro was Ecstasy. And, you know, tell me about what goes through your mind when you're writing stuff. Like, let's take Ecstasy as an example. Great song, but I mean, were you like sitting someplace? I mean, does an artist like yourself and other artists around the world, do they sit there and they're sitting somewhere or they're watching something and all of a sudden they go, gee, that would be a great name for a song or that would be a great inspiration for a song? How did you come about Ecstasy?
Well, actually that one, I remember I was playing, it was kind of at like a friend's place in college and we were actually drinking and stuff and just getting kind of crazy. And I don't know, I just made it up, like, on the spot, you know, not the finished version, obviously, but, like, the chorus and stuff. And, I mean, that's just kind of the way I end up doing it, is I don't really sit there and, like, plan out and, like, write a song and, like, choose a title or anything like that. I just get really, like, pumped up or get really emotional and start, just make it up without even thinking about making it up. It just kind of, like, happens. I don't know how to describe it, really.
And of course you do all your own instruments. I mean, there's really no band. I mean, Threes is one person. That's you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so you learned to play all the instruments, I guess, as you were from the eighth grade on, then, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, basically it's guitar, and then you know, bass obviously is real similar to that. So I just kind of picked that up eventually.
And drums really is not a college degree type instrument either. But keyboard,
that's not my strongest either.
But keyboards is, though. I mean, you know, keyboards. I mean, I can't play diddly on the piano. So how did you learn keyboards?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert piano player either. But like when it comes to recording, you know, you kind of like do one or two things at once. So I can sit there and make up cool little melodies, you know, on the keyboard, and you know, make rap beats and stuff like that.
Well, you know that, you know, if you really get, but you know, if you really get popular, Threes, you know what's going to happen. You're going to be screwed. I mean, because if you start trying to go on a tour or something, you're screwed. Unless you're Flash, you know, and you can play all the instruments at once.
I mean, at that point, obviously, I just get other, you know, get band members to play, you know, to play the other instruments.
Okay, you know, the next song that we have on the show is a song that I, when we did our pre-interview conversation, I said, what do the three X's mean? And the name of the song is I Know You, 3X, Marry Me. And you've kind of got it in an adult alternative as far as a genre. So what's up with the I Know You, 3X, Marry Me name?
It was kind of a weird thing at first, actually, because that song was actually originally... That actual I Know You, 3X, Marry Me is actually a remake, and I made that song a couple years before, which was, it was on my first CD, and it had a totally different name, and then I was like trying to come up with a new name, and I wanted like Marry Me and like the I Know You because it's just kind of part of the chorus, and I kind of just had the 3X in the middle to kind of separate those two.
It took me forever when I first was looking through the shows for the old Hard Rock Rabbit Zone show scenario that I was doing, and I saw the three X's. I thought, oh, what do these three X's mean? If I ever interview that guy, I'm going to ask him what the three X's are supposed to mean.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I'm just kind of remembering right now that the truth is I was trying to – that was the first – that was I got that song recorded kind of right around the time I found out about the whole MySpace thing, and so I was trying to upload it. And MySpace wouldn't let you, like, put a dash in between, like, the I Know You and then the Marry Me or any, like, symbol.
Oh, yeah.
So I ended up doing three X's just to separate it. And then I kind of, like, liked the way it looked.
See,
I think that's the truth.
Now, see, your fans are going to love that because they're going to know something that nobody else knows, that the three X's had nothing to do with the actual title. It just, you just happened to throw it in.
Exactly.
Aggressive.
That's kinda, like, that's the way. I don't really like plan things out, you know. I just things like happen like that.
That's a great story. You.
squint in the mirror, it's all around. This is so sad, it's it happens every day. You're 2 steps away, come over and play. So I asked it twice like you made me too. I locked the door even though they knew. I like the way that you used to smile. I like the way that we walk for miles. These are the hardest times. Everything that you said is on my mind. Tell me how to sleep when I still see the day you walked in the door and looked at me. You smile like a girl that I once knew. Everything that we did was all for you. Wanna know what it means to be somebody, but it looks like we were never meant to be. Cause everything was right and everything was wrong. And I'm sitting so happy now until it's gone. These are the things that are meant to be. And you're the only one that I don't believe. Cause every day you're smiling, every day you lie. Now I'm inside, I can never wonder why. Just show me everything doesn't have to be. And tell me why I'm sad when you're kissing me.
I know you not want to. Please don't leave. Marry me. I know why. In your eyes, can you see? Marry me.
Everything was right and everything was wrong. Only 6 months ago, you know I wrote this song. It was all about all these happy things, but I rewrote the words more honestly. Cause I can't decide what I wanna do. Should I call you up or should I just hate you? I'm on the floor pressed against the towel, but it'll be okay, I force myself to smile.
She said and I can't see. Maybe I should show some sympathy. But a friend when it's still telephone rings. Cause I like the pain that a smile can bring. It's not right, but I'm feeding for it too. You know the words that I speak may not be true. Pretend that you think that I'm unique. Yes, well, once again and I kiss your cheek.
Cause everything was right and everything was wrong. And I'm sitting so happy now until it's gone. These are the things that are meant to be. And you're the only one that I don't believe. Cause every day you're smiling, every day you lie. And I'm inside, I can never wonder why. Just show me everything doesn't have to be. And tell me why I'm sad when you're kissing me.
I know you not want to. Please don't leave. Marry me. I know why. In your eyes, can you see? Marry me.
Okay, let's talk about Honey, which is a rap song. Tell me about you know, I mean, you've done rock, you've done adult alternative. Tell me about rap. Why did you decide to do rap? Just because you wanted to try it?
Yeah, it's always been kind of just like a more like just pure fun, you know, because I listen to a lot of rap, and sometimes it's you know, when you're playing everything and recording yourself, sometimes it's a lot easier to actually produce and finish off a rap song, you know, because you're not trying to do all the complicated drum fills and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, tell me about the title.
All the changes.
Yeah, well, tell me about the title, Honey. Where does that come from?
Well, once again, I mean, I came up with the title after the song was done, and that was just kind of like the part of the chorus, you know, where I'm like saying, like, I like to taste the honey, you know, like that's like,
got it.
Kinda like that was the thing that kind of caught my ear.
The other night we exchanged a few looks, and her boyfriend wanted to fight. A week later, same spot, he's there again. He's drinking gin. This time I got a picture, so I poured over him. And then through my glazed eyes, I see homie pulling off. Girlfriend tried to hold him back, and I'm fearing for my life. Not really, I just said that cause I like to sound smart. 10 minutes later, I was in another shopping cart. Rolling down the street, now I'm rolling on E. I can barely hold on cause my hands are greasy from the 17 slices of the pizza last night. I haven't washed my hands since cause I'm not that bright. Now it's 2 o'clock and the spot just closed. People crowding all around trying to find a place to go. I'm not going home yet unless it's with someone who's over 18 and likes to play with guns. She's hot, oh yeah. Just get on top and drop some money. Don't stop, this isn't funny. You know I like the taste of honey, yeah. She's hot, so won't you hold me? Act like you know me. I know you got something to show me, baby. She's hot, oh yeah.
you have twins. I know it sounds strange, but I think I love you. I'll even lick your pussy if you really want me to. She's hot, oh yeah. Just get on top and drop some money. Don't stop, this isn't funny. You know I like the taste of honey, yeah. She's hot, so won't you hold me? Just get on top, act like you know me. I know you got something to show me, baby. She's hot, oh yeah. She's hot, oh yeah. Just get on top and drop some money. Don't stop, this isn't funny. The honey, yeah, she's hot, so won't you hold me? Just get on top, act like you know me. I know you got something to show me, baby. She's hot, oh yeah. She's hot, oh yeah. Just get on top and drop some money. Don't stop, this isn't funny. You know I like the taste of honey, yeah. She's hot, so won't you hold me? Just get on top, act like you know me. I know you got something to show me, baby. She's hot, oh yeah.
Your next song is one that's called Outside Inside. Tell me about that one.
Well, that's just like a relationship song. I was kind of pretty much, it was actually after like a breakup that I had, and it was loosely based on that, you know, kind of. I started writing it during like kind of near the end of everything, and then finished it up a couple months later. And that actually, you know, that's the only song I've ever recorded. I came home like a little drunk after going out, and that's the only song I've ever recorded when I was like drinking. And I just kind of came home and just like, it was like 4 a.m, and I was like, well, you know, wow, I'm in the mood to do this. And I just busted out really quickly and just wrapped it up.
So basically that has to do with your relationship gone bad then, pretty much.
Yeah, loosely, you know, and I just kind of, I always like, nothing's ever really, no song's really about one thing ever, you know?
No, sure, like, of course.
Get started with something, and then just, you know, like start like getting creative and whatnot, thinking of other things, and just being crazy, really, you know.
Okay.
I know.
Let's go into 40 Years, which is, I think, it's another rap song, but it's an interesting rap song. Tell me about 40 Years.
40 Years, that song's actually spanned, it's got, that I actually made the beat to that back in 2003 in the summer. And I kind of started making it up then, and it was just something that, like, my friends and I kind of, like, joke around, and, like, because, like, people liked it, and I didn't really have it done, you know? I didn't have verses or anything. I just freestyled and stuff. And then I ended up finally... I don't know if you noticed, but the lyrics, the verse lyrics to 40 Years are the same as Medusa, which is another song.
I'm not familiar with that song, but, I mean, it did...
That's the last song on my CD.
Yeah, it did have a familiar sound to it. Maybe, you know, the thing with me a lot of times is I will know a song, but boy, I couldn't tell you the name of it to save my life. But, you know, when I hear something, being a musician of sorts myself, you know, you hear something and you go, oh God, yeah. So, I mean, now I want to ask you a question just while we're talking, just off the cuff here. You know, the one thing I've always wondered about artists is, I mean, there's just hundreds and thousands and millions of songs out there. How do you guys, and let's take just you as an individual example, how do you sit there and you do something and not copy somebody to a degree, you know, a sound or a riff or, you know, a chorus or whatever? I mean, it would seem like it would be a difficult task to sit there and just come up with something that nobody has heard. Yet your songs, I think, are completely unique and different. It's got to be a tough thing to do, though, right?
I don't totally understand that either, because, like, I do listen to a lot of music. You know, I'm constantly listening to music. I'm not really one of those artists. I've heard other people that say that, like, you know, when they're recording, they'll just kind of shut themselves away from, you know, all other music so they don't get influenced and whatnot.
Exactly.
But, like, I don't know. I just don't really worry. I guess I just figure if I make it up, it's not going to be the same as anything. You know, I don't worry about it. I don't let that, like, worrying about that trip me up, I guess.
So, in other words, you just sit there and write and you do it and you record it. And let the chips fall where they may at that stage, pretty much.
Yeah.
Protector, you're cooking me like Cannibal Lecter. Well, I got something you can eat. So bon appetit, you fucking freak. I don't expect your respect, that's why I gotta protect this. Check this box if you wanna rock with me. Give it a knock and I'll give you a walkie-talkie. And some jock and a bottle of sake. A tinder box, I come with three frogs and three dogs and a fat hog ready to mate. Yay, frosted cake, but don't hesitate. You make your mistakes, I'll make my mistakes, okay?
40 years from now, we'll drink a 40 on the couch and take a shot and chase it.
You wanna hear? Tell me everything you wanna see. Tell me everything's not clear. Tell me what you're gonna say to me. Tell me everything you wanna hear. Tell me everything you wanna see. Tell me everything's not clear. Tell me what you're gonna say to me. These days it's hard to stay sober. Convince my life will be over. Soon I used to like to play Red Rover. I'm getting sadder as I grow older. And now I'm looking just like Medusa. But don't stay here, I'm gonna kiss ya. I've been sitting here for a week. A phenomenal, a nominal chic. So let's make a little sacrifice. I've run the dots and some lies. And I'm feeling kinda nice. Blue eyes got my head in a vice. Cause I hit it twice. Hypnotized, I'm seeing mice. They're cooking rice. Doesn't matter if you're wrong or right. We got the rhymes and some vows and the quiver the lights. And it lights the fights and bites and burns and kites and turns. Until the weak squirm like a little worm.
40 years from now we'll drink a 40 on the couch and take a shot and chase it down. And pass that shit around. 40 years from now there's still a crowd up in the house. We're gonna turn that shit aplow.
Whether you find a place to rest, you know your girl and me were lying in the nest. And if you touch her chest, then she'll undress. She's not the best, you get a check less. I'ma save our c'est la vie. Locked out cause shit, I forgot the key. And it's skin my knee, pour me a wee. I'm so sorry, can I have some tea? And some honey in a Playboy bunny. What you think that's funny? Give me some fucking money. And now look, you're running. You should've known that it'd be like that. Talk you around all day and stab you in the back. Get this first degree when you make a map. I should've thought of that before it drained your sap. Wish I could take it back. I wonder where you're at. Maybe in heaven, 7-Eleven in the back.
40 years from now, we'll drink a 40 on the couch and take a shot and chase it down and pass that shit around. 40 years from now, there's still a crowd up in the house. We're gonna turn that shit up loud. So shut your fucking mouth.
Let's talk about the song All the Elements, which you have in the acoustic genre.
That song, I actually, originally, there's actually a fully produced version of that song that's one of the only songs I've finished recording that I never released, just because, I don't know, it was kind of like a rap song, almost. It was weird, but it was all with keyboards, didn't have any guitar in it at all. And I ended up one day with one of my friends, he's like, dude, you should try to play that, like, on guitar, and it was really tough, you know, because it had just been a produced song that I kind of made on my spare time, and figured out how to play it on acoustic guitar, and then I started performing it a lot. Back at that time, I was playing a lot of open mics just to get experience, and after a while, I just, you know, I got that song down. I was actually working on that song when I dropped out of school as well.
Yeah, dropped out of college, you mean?
Dropped out of, yeah, I was going to UW. In Seattle.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it's really a very neat song in its own right.
Yeah, I was kind of. Oh, also, my grandma. I was just trying to remember. My grandma actually had passed away, I think, that same spring when I wrote it, a few months before.
Ah, okay.
I was thinking about that stuff because it was kind of about, you know, dying and whatnot.
Dance a bit of that chance. 40 days till the doctor leaves us to advance. Not in my hands, not like I planned. 20 seasons and they shun this man. The colors of the reverse for all time. Sake of prison, more prison, that decision left to make. It's a gift and it's a curse, free the worst. When the vessels burst, in a limo on a cross by the church. 6 months, they became 6 months later. A data vessel by praying for a favor. Choking on the spark, the second hand is ticking. Got a head full of cooking and the small child kicking. It's not enough to be humble in a world full of fingers and sound. Stealing us even with the dead, really just still on my side. The night stay. I didn't want to make it grow, but inside I'm so lonely. I'm sick, so won't you hold me? The teachers always told me, be careful what you don't say. Don't want to bring you down into the earth to drown, but wait a second. No, I never want to hurt you. And the last time the past crossed my mind, I was passing through a crowded room and turned into a cemetery. Soul been suspended in my head, I hate the words that were said. I'm gonna think it for the last time. I'm replaced with this body in my bed, made to ready to meet for dead. Take a guess, forget the rest in the shed. Books are red, said dread. A suicide with lead. Here's an ounce of freedom. Take it down, so the same remain. Born the shame and signal. Change lanes back to the church. Father, be forgiven my sins. And I'm a part religion town. 6 gallons to the brim. It's time you're screaming. It's the only and the best part. Still coming, running circles around the room. The nurses, curses, going black. False vomit, chest open. I'm running, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running. And I'm so lonely. I'm sick, so won't you hold me? The teachers always told me, be careful what you don't say. To drown, but wait a second. No, I never wanna hurt you. And he grows slowly. The sickness is unfolding. Now everyone is calling. Here's another whole day. And I wanna leave this town. I wouldn't make a sound. But wait a second. No, I never wanna hurt you. And the third time's a charm. It's a good and mask and there's a smile on my face, a flower storm, white face, a face, a black dress. Wait a second, that's you, your mess. It wasn't supposed to be like this. Pistols on the chest, I could have been the best. But when you're dead, there's nothing more with this nothing mess. I'm so lonely, I'm sick, so won't you hold me? The teachers always told me, be careful what you don't say. I don't wanna bring you down, it's easier to drown. But wait a second, no, I never wanna hurt you. And we grow slowly, the sickness is unfolding. Now everyone is scolding, these hands are not for holding. I wanna leave this town, I wouldn't make a sound. But wait a second, no, I never wanna hurt you.
Okay, well, that brings us up to the last song of your showcase show, which is one that I featured on a Rabbit mm-hmm. Zone show, which is really, really one of my favorites. I mean, you have it kind of in the experimental rock category, the one called Tic-Tac-Toe. But I really just, you know, I fell in love with the song, Threes. I really did. Tell me about Tic-Tac-Toe.
Either love it or hate it, I think, you know,
yeah.
Definitely, you know.
Well, tell me about it.
Not like that song.
So tell me about it.
I mean, that's obviously it's kind of like another breakup type song. You probably tell. And trying to think really what I'd say about it. I like the song as well. You know, it's like high energy. I was trying to mix a lot of genres with like the rap going on in the verses, and then I was trying to scream a lot in the chorus.
Well, you do a good job on it. I mean, I think it's a good song, and we had numerous comments of people that liked the song. In fact, when I post shows, there's like 2,600 different feeds that pick up our show and download it to their feeds, and then of course it goes out from there, and then to other people from there, and so on and so on. I mean, you know, the thing about the World Wide Web is, you know, I mean, it's accessible to anybody that has a computer, pretty much. And we got some really, you know, interesting comments about the song, and it was of that particular show. It was one of the higher rated songs of the ones that we played that night. So that's quite a kudo to you.
Yeah, I think the chorus kind of reminds me a little bit of some stuff like maybe Marilyn Manson's done, or maybe Kurt Cobain, like, you know, the style a little bit.
Right.
And I mean, I like that a lot. And I remember I was just kind of thinking about that when I was doing it, and I hadn't really done a song like that before. And I've been doing more stuff like that, you know, lately, and working on new stuff kind of like that. So,
well, you know, I tell you, I really appreciate the time, Threes. So I want to give your website before you and I get through talking. If you want to go to Threes' website, it's www.3cemusic.com. That's www.3cemusic.com. And Threes has got all kinds of stuff on there. His CDs, all kinds of things that you can purchase. He's got some photos on there, and just all kinds of neat things. And I can't tell you, Threes, what a joy it's been to have you on the show, and to actually, you know, you're actually are the absolute first artist that we're doing this concept with, where we're actually talking to the artist, and yeah, so you're pioneering the way here, Threes. So, you know, I can't tell you what a joy it is. You're a great kid. You're very talented. I'm very impressed with the things that you've done, and I hope that somewhere down the way, the Rabbit Zone and Dave Rabbit have been just a small part of getting more people to hear your music and to hear the talent that is Threes.
Oh, I really appreciate it, man. Sure.
All right, brother. Well, listen, stay on the line. You and I are going to chat, and we're going to roll out with your last song.
All right.
Your pussy, jump off the victim.
You've just experienced Dave Rabbit and the Rabbit Zone. For more fun, audio, and video, visit Dave's official podcast home at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Nadira. Peace.